Good afternoon and welcome back to Cresta in the Afternoon. I'm Marcus Peter, filling in for Al Cresta today. And we're going to continue our conversation about conversions in the life of the church. And in particular, we want to talk about pilgrimages. We're talking to Brad Bursa, Director of Evangelization for the Stella Maris Family of Parishes in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati, and the co-founder of Nazareth Revisited. And you can check out his work at nazarethrevisited.com. And Brad penned an article called Attaching to Mary, The Gesture of Pilgrimage, in Catechetical Review, this month's edition of Catechetical Review. So, Brad, I want to ask you to, first of all, how are you doing, Brad?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Well, it's a joy to have you on the program, and I want to ask you to first share, this really is a deeply heartfelt article. It starts from a very personal place for you, and then you go on to talk about the merits and virtues of seeking out a life of pilgrimage. So talk about this personal experience for you.
Well, I grew up very close to the Basilica and National Shrine of Our Lady of Consolation in the northwest part of the state of Ohio. And over and over again, as things happen in my life, sometimes those very difficult moments, I find myself back in that shrine. And so this article was really a reflection on this question, you know, why do we go on pilgrimage? Why do we seek out these holy places? Mm-hmm. And I decided it would be kind of interesting to look at that, to try to get an answer to that by looking at attachment theory from psychology, actually.
So go on. Yeah, exactly. You explore this notion of attachment, in particular to places, and you talk about how there's a spiritual effect here, that there's something in the affect of the soul that gravitates towards these locations. Just on a big picture level, we are body soul composite beings, and we interact with reality by means of material experience, and that's a crucial component of our Christian life, of our Christian experience. And that's why the Catholic faith is arguably the most beautiful faith in all of human history. It takes on the beauty of creation and presents it with the gift of art that God has blessed mankind with. So just comment on that in a big picture level.
Yes, I mean, the whole thing about pilgrimage is so incarnational. Mm-hmm. It's so incarnational that somehow I need to, in certain moments in my life, physically do something or physically go somewhere and encounter something, see it with my own eyes, touch it with my hands. And I think those moments of pilgrimage, especially when you think about how arduous the journey can be sometimes, how much sacrifice goes into it, mm-hmm. You feel the power of the human spirit reaching out to God and finding those places where the divine has broken through, you know, those sacred, those holy places, those particular places of devotion, of great artwork, so on and so forth.
Right. And in a secular way, people do this. They don't realize that they do, but they continue to do this. It's precisely the reason why some people will gravitate towards a location for vacation constantly, or sometimes especially a place of a certain sentiment, you know, where we had our honeymoon or where we had this major thing happen to us. And the reason for it is we're trying to recapture that sense of attachment. As you said, a place of pilgrimage is where we experienced the divine breaking through. And on the secular sphere, we are hungry for that, we're longing for that. And because there's no recognition of the divine, we're seeking it in just temporal movements of the passion, and then we discover it doesn't fulfill. So, you know, just share about that.
I think that's exactly right. In fact, this afternoon I was reflecting on this relationship that we have as creatures with the Creator as the fundamental attachment relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to think about in the recent centuries as human beings have cut off relationship with God and in so many ways put themselves in God's place, we now find ourselves in this culture that's really adrift.
Right.
Like we've got a culture of disconnect rather than connection. We've got a culture of detachment and drift rather than attachment. And so I think you're exactly right. People do seek something. They're trying to reconnect or experience some renewal, and they're searching for it in all sorts of places other than this fundamental place, which is this relationship with God, with our Creator.
And just to highlight something you pointed out in your article, too, the premise of attachment theory in psychology is essentially about how we find our places of consolation, how we find our places of comfort, and the attachment style is dictated by the experience we have. But you also point this out, that as we get older, as children, your primary place of attachment is the home, and hopefully the security of parental love and the nurturance that the home provides. But as you get older, however, there's a necessity of breaking out of that so that we can discover that the safety, sanctity, and nurturance of the home was but should have been a small foretaste of the true attachment we're supposed to find in our divine home. And that's why pilgrimages fill that need in a way par excellence, in a way that nothing secular will ever be able to achieve.
Yes, I believe that's spot on. And you have these moments when you're on pilgrimage of those real breakthroughs, and you're kind of taken into deeper places in relationship with God. Or perhaps another way to get at this, so much of pilgrimage, I believe, is about spiritual renewal. And so often we think about renewal as, you know, maybe needing to get another quick spiritual fix or something,
right,
or a new book or a new devotional. But really, renewal is about encountering once again Jesus Christ.
Right.
And pilgrimage has this, I think that the actual process of going somewhere can strip away all of the extras. You know, oftentimes pilgrimage is very harsh.
Right.
There's something difficult, and that all the excess is stripped away, and we're able to encounter in a very pure way once again God.
Right. And again, that's so crucial, because talk to anyone who's had a powerful conversion experience. Pope Benedict XVI in Deus Caritas Est, he talks about how Christianity is the result of an encounter with a person who gives your life a new direction, decisive horizon. So anyone who's had that encounter with Jesus Christ, as they keep growing in their Christian faith, that initial encounter will be something they constantly are grateful for and remember, and they even draw from it. But the whole perspective of Christianity, the whole compulsion of Christianity, is that you have grown from that, that every single day the encounter is renewed. And so you go on pilgrimages to find a renewed sense of the encounter, but it's never going to be like the first, and that's a good thing, because every new encounter drives you deeper into attachment with the divine. And you write about this, so comment on that.
Yes, I often think about C.S. Lewis's work, The Chronicles of Narnia, and how the children are led back into Narnia over and over again, but always through a different means.
Right.
And this, it seems to me, is the mystery of the Christian life, that in our baptism, sacramentally, objectively, Jesus Christ has encountered us. And over again throughout our life, we're led back into that encounter. We're led through pilgrimage, through simply being at Mass, through being in a Christian community. In so many ways, we're led into a deeper penetration of that encounter, a deeper entry into that relationship. But we can't recreate experiences. That's usually the best way to, you know, kill them, so to speak.
Right, right.
But we have to allow the mystery to kind of grab us. And so pilgrimage disposes us. It opens us up to be led more deeply into this mystery of encounter.
And you go on to then say that this mystery of encounter, the attachment that's developed to the divine on the one hand, it necessitates a kind of incarnational impoverishment. We're willing to let go of material things that either are comfortable or consoling for the sake of greater attachment to God. But on the other hand, we're also seeking to be immersed deeper into Him so that it's not just about a passion, a feeling anymore. There's a real encounter that's transforming me interiorly.
Yes, I even think about my own children as an example here that, you know, something distressing happens. The child, one of my children will fall and scrape his knee.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in this process of actually picking the child up, dusting him off, you know, dressing the wound, this fixation on the wound that they have starts to dissipate because they become fixated on the relationship.
Right.
This gripping, you know, this pain that they have is dissipated by the relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think this is exactly what we see happen when we go on pilgrimage.
So what's happening here is the consolation that's being poured into our souls is not a negation of the pain that's happening, but it's shifted our soul's focus to the heavenly, the eternal, and it's given even perspective to some of the sufferings that we're facing. I mean, you drive 3 hours to go to this site of Our Lady of Consolation that you may sometimes just beg and offer your family because you find a reorienting of your soul to the divine.
Yeah, I don't know how many times I've done this. Just
wow.
Take a day off work, get on the road, go pray. I mean, sometimes it's for 30 minutes, a mass, and then back on the road. But there's just something about being there, that gesture of being present, that is so critical. I think especially in like our disembodied world, mm-hmm. That's so artificial, to do something concrete, to do something real, and to even make the sacrifice for it seems very necessary. And we, including educating our children, that sometimes it's worth the time, it's worth going out of the way to seek out the Lord.
Right.
And so we've gone out of our way on trips, you know, to visit shrines and so on and so forth, simply because it's worth it.
You know, Brad, that's truly beautiful. I want to encourage everyone, if you have copies of the Catechetical Review, to read Brad Bursa's article, Attaching to Mary, The Gesture of Pilgrimage. Brad, we have just a little over a minute. How can people find out more about you and what's Nazareth Revisited?
Well, I'm currently a director of evangelization at Stella Maris Family of Parishes in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. I think we're doing some great work in the midst of a parish consolidation process.
Mm-hmm.
So you can check out our website, stellamarisfamily.org. And then Nazareth Revisited is an effort that is actually in the process of being sunset, but it was focused heavily on helping cultivate faith in the home as an experience of warmth for families and for parents and their children.
Well, thank you for joining us, Brad. I've been talking to Brad Bursa, Director of Evangelization for the Stella Maris Family of Parishes in the Archdiocese of Cincinnati. Stay tuned as we round off this hour of today's program. I'm Marcus Peter, filling in for Al Cresta on Cresta in the Afternoon.